Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Are South Africans the most dangerous? Is South Africa really one of the most dangerous countries to drive in? We wanted to get a little bit more information around this. Is it a problem or isn't it? Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Well, and you, thank you. I trust that the weather is treating you kindly.
It is, absolutely. But how are the roads treating us? That's, I guess, the real question.
That's one of the reasons why I asked the question. You know, we've just drove back from Simola, Knysna. We part-sponsored the Knysna Hill Climb. Mm. And to see the drivers that are driving back on that road via Graaffreinet to Johannesburg, it's actually quite shocking. But can, you know, the report that we're talking about, can I just put it into some context?
Please.
There is no doubt that South Africans are not good drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's evidenced by the seatbelt wear rate that highlights and the discussion about drunken driving or driving under the influence. You know, South Africans are really notoriously disobedient when it comes to those two things.
Right.
But I'm not sure if you looked at that report. We listed as number 56. You notice who's on number 54? It's the United States.
Ah.
So, you know, when you start looking at things in context is, and I always question, I wrote just a comment on this piece a while ago for one of the magazines. And what was the reason why this research was done? And if you have a look at the methodology on this research, and I'm not questioning the accuracy of it, please, so don't misunderstand
right.
because the health organization, Global Health Observatory, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the researchers commissioned or they collated this data by Zootopia, which is a driver's ed company. Now, I always try and ascertain what was the motive behind the research? What do we understand? What do we learn from it? Now, whilst this has highlighted something and it's really, you know, and I'm sure neither you, I, or proud to see ourselves listed there at number 56.
Mm.
But the great thing is, with such a terrible record, there's incredible room for improvement. And if just you and I make a difference, decide to wear our seatbelts, for example, the wear rate, I believe 100%. But you know what's so sad about it is it doesn't reflect the rear seat wear rate. Now, that is where our children travel,
right.
Unrestrained. So it's great that you and I, as driver or passenger, are strapped in over there. We ride into a fixed object. We collide with another vehicle. What happens to those innocents that are sitting behind us? They, you know, we really disadvantaging them. So I would hope that there's a lesson that parents would take from this, the importance of belting up. Here's a figure that I don't know if you've ever had it shared with you. At 60 kilometers an hour, the body's mass, if you come to a sudden stop,
right.
is accelerated by up to 30 times.
Huh? Wow.
So if you take 30 kgs for a kid
right.
by 30 times, that's just under a ton that infant is colliding with the windscreen, the dashboard or something like that. So it's not something to be taken lightly. And then, of course,
are we not compliant? Are we not compliant about kids in the back seat in general, South Africa?
In general, no. In fact, I'm sure you will share your frustration with me. You're driving down the road and you see mommy or daddy riding and the youngster standing on the back seat.
Absolutely.
Or worse still, standing on the front seat. And here's the challenge, and I've done this in the past until my wife sort of chastised me. I would pull them over, or when they stopped, I'd go and speak to them and say, please, do you know you're going to kill your kid? You know the response that you get? It's got nothing to do with you. And that's a sad thing. But, you know, if we get back to the positive things, you know, at least with the Easter period, death rates were down. We know why, because of the floods in Durban, et cetera.
Mm.
But if it takes something like that to get us to see some sense, maybe that's what we need.
It's really, really very, very frightening. And the condition on our roads, that surely must impact as well.
Well, yes, something interesting. And if you can combine a number of factors, we've spoken about distracted while driving.
Mm.
Now, we know that the conditions on our roads are not great. There's potholes and the sides are worn, you know, they wash away. So if you inadvertently went off the road, there's a good probability that you'll roll your car or something like that. But if we know that that is the condition of our roads, why do we drive in a distracted state, talking on our cell phone, doing something? Because if we do hit a pothole, Then we're going to blow a tire, damage a rim, be forced over there overnight. I was speaking to Yusuf Abramchi the other night on, you know, the Sunday night program about these criminals are putting spikes across the road in order to bring a motor car to a stop. What the criminal wants is you to come to a stop so that they can rob you. So if we already know that that may happen and that does happen, we just continue driving. You can get a kilometer down the road, at least you're away from the criminal. So it requires a lot of awareness with regard to our driving. So irrespective of the fact that the roads are in bad condition, and that's nothing that you or I can do about, we can still change the outcome or the possible outcome of an incident occurring as a result of those roads in that condition.
That is what we need to do, is just be aware and to know that, accept that our roads are what they are. That's a different discussion. They are what they are. That's just the reality of how we're driving, and therefore make sure that you are accounting for that. That is a very, very valuable piece of advice. That's where we leave it. Thank you, Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive, talking about South Africa and our dangerous driving conditions.